Good evening. What a great turnout. I thought everybody would be watching Switzerland playing Brazil. Well, we recorded it. Last week, Rod was like asking different people about their favorite verses and scriptures. And this one in Isaiah 40:27-31 is one of my really favorite. And it's kind of a proclamation of God, of who he is and what he does. Isaiah, in his lifetime, the nation of Israel suffered a great time. They were very distressed. They were oppressed by the Assyrian powers that had invaded them. And interesting, isn't it? Because throughout the Bible, Israel was doing so well. You know, they were following God. They were like obedient to, you know, God's word. And then all of a sudden, you know, king changes and, you know, leadership changes. And all of a sudden, they turn away from him and start serving idols and just conforming to people around them. Well, once again, this time, you know, Israel has taken the eyes off the Lord. And God lifted his protection and his blessings off them. What do you think God will think about our nation? What would God think about Great Britain? You know, what about the government? Are they listening out to God? Are they following him? Are we actually in our own lives? Are we following? Are we obedient to what God is saying? I mean, over the years, there's been a traumatic decline in morality and breakdown in families in our country and probably worldwide. It has a huge consequences when we take our, you know, focus and our eyes of God's word. And it seems like we end up like on a downward spiral. But in this scripture, Israel had nearly given up hope, thinking that God had abandoned them. But here comes Isaiah and tells them, "Why do you complain? Why do you say, Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord and my cause is disregarded by my God?" You know the stories. You know what's happened in the past, and you're aware of God's faithfulness and mercy. So many times God has been merciful when the nation repented and got right before him. I find it interesting when Isaiah uses like comparison with like nature when he points out, you know, that when we hope in the Lord, you know, that he will renew our strength and that we will soar on wings like eagle. What does he mean? How does that really work? Anyway, I was finding myself over the last few days just looking at some kind of documentaries and like facts in regards to eagles. And it was quite interesting because the eagle is kind of has to wait. They have to wait on this thermal kind of wind that comes up from the earth. It's like this hot air that comes up like in a bubble. And when they sense that is coming up, that's when they spread out their wings and they make a leap and it will carry my, you know, level soul. And isn't that a way in with the Holy Spirit, when we have to, like it says, I mean, we will grow tired, we will grow weary at times, but it says that when we hope and when we wait upon the Lord, that He will kind of help us. And that's, we have the Holy Spirit, don't we? We have the Holy Spirit that helps us in situation to almost lift us above of what we are experiencing. I mean, sometimes we are going through really storms and turbulences. That's part of our life. That's just how it is. We can't avoid it. But I think with waiting patiently upon God and His Spirit, He will be able to lead us through it. And also because we haven't got the vision at times. We don't know the outcome, but God has. And so we really do need God's strength in situations that we face in our life. And in Zechariah 4, chapter 4, verse 6, it says, "Not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord." And this is what, you know, we have to kind of be aware, don't we? Because quite often we are trying in our own strength quite a lot. And, you know, it doesn't, the outcome is not maybe as God wants it. You know, we have to really rely on Him and wait patiently for us to, you know, do things the God in God's way. And we need to have faith. We need to trust God, you know, that He will carry us through things. And it's like Israel. You know, they had a chance. You know, Isaiah reminded them on God's faithfulness. He's reminding them that God is everlasting and that He's the Creator. He knows the beginning and the end. And that when they come and before Him and they repent, that He will be gracious and merciful and that He will forgive them their sin. And He will, you know, bring relief from their captors. It's sometimes not easy, isn't it, to surrender all the areas in our lives to the Lord. But I think for, you know, us truly to walk in maturity, we've got to surrender all our areas of our lives to Him. And God is, with God's help, we'll be able to accomplish far more than we would ever think. I got a prayer that I would like to say. And it's kind of just like a prayer of allowing God to have all areas of our lives and to surrender everything to Him. Father in heaven, Father, we thank You, Father, for Your faithfulness. Thank You that we might face difficult times in life, Lord. We might face challenges in work, in families. Father, we face challenges in this town. But Father, You know everything. Lord, and we just want to commit everything to you. Father, we acknowledge, Father, that we need your help. We thank you, Father, that you died on the cross and for our sins, Lord. And Lord Jesus, we just want to give you our lives. Father, we want to give you our emotions, our feelings and reactions. Lord, we want and all our decisions and our bodies and our behaviors. Father, we pray that you be Lord over all our lives, in our relationship with you, over our work, home and families, and our possessions. Father, we thank you, Lord, that your blood was shed, Father, that we can be free. Amen.